Listen to the crickets.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
You are in the mental ward. I'm Wayne. We got crickets. We got outlaws. We're going crazy. But for our next trick, for as long as I can take this song, this one. You'll figure it out. That's all I can take of that one.
That's too much for you, dude?
That was too much for me, yo.
I didn't think there was such a thing.
Well, that song was called Five Knuckle Shuffle.
The Five Knuckle Shuffle is too much for Wayne Feltenberg!
Yeah, that was a bit too much. This, on the other hand. Oh.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Good evening.
If you've been paying attention, I was just right on now. A little stint. Oh, yes, right now.
Right now, Wade?
Right now. Why? Because I can. I am in control. Yeah, so we're going to end my little piss and moan fit for the night. And now we're going to go for a complete and utter change of pace. Thank you. Why? Because I can. I am all powerful here. No one can contest to that. was Pink Floyd.
Echoes.
That song is 23 minutes long. Oh, yeah.
Damn, we're crazy.
Enter Bob.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Yep, that's about...
the Bob signal went up.
Hey, I'm just chilling, guys, all right? Give me a break. Hey, I want to remind everybody, too, I'll listen to my radio show from 3 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday afternoons.
Don't. No, I'll do it, because hey, he plays it. He has a good show.
Good show.
Although he does play rotation.
And I let Brian advertise on my show the other day.
Yeah, that's true. I've gone on the show a few times to spread the word.
Yeah.
The other day I went on there and I played Burn One Down by...
Ben Harper. Yeah, Ben Harper. Hey, I can't hear on my headphones.
Well, that's your headphones suck. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, man.
You know what I can do, though, is read this little email. This is just a warning.
Hey, I can't... Oh, there we go. There we go. It's working. Give me myself now. Hey,
just
you know,
let him read it. This
is
good
just
stuff.
A warning. I have received a few phone calls past few Wednesday and Thursday nights about inappropriate behavior on the air. Please try to keep the foul language down to a minimum.
Hey.
Be aware that in the future, write-ups will ensue without warning.
All right.
I don't remember being warned. Do you remember being warned?
That's the warning right there, dude.
We didn't get
a warning.
Wait,
we got
the warning is right in front of you on your computer.
But
that's the warning.
Yeah, it is, dude.
We already
see
it.
It's the warning. You know, I don't like this mic. It keeps
flowing. We already received
it.
It keeps
flowing back up. Hey, I gotta get closer.
Don't worry about it, dude. It's not nothing big, dude.
Oh, la. I'm not.
We haven't been too bad today.
But,
we've been pretty good. WRHO.
Are you kidding? My little rant before?
Yeah. Well, do you got any more of that? That'd be good. I'd like some.
Oh, you want some?
Hey,
more?
Wait.
Yeah, like, let's go.
Wait. Are you gonna play that? Are you gonna play that song that I requested?
Yes, I will.
Chill out, Bob.
First, I have something I have to play for Brian, though. Brian's got to hear this because he'll like it. Okay,
whoa.
Hold on.
I got to hear
a
it.
A song for Brian?
He's going to. Bob, he's going to tell us
talk
more about
college
yourself. Life.
I got to find the part.
Bob, did you see the game today?
No, I didn't.
The home team won 1-0.
Who's it? That's Hartwick?
No, it was for the championship.
Really? What sport?
The one with the ball.
There's a lot of sports with...
The one where you run around with the ball.
I found
basketball?
No, it's the other one.
All right, both of you shut the hell up. I found
volleyball?
Listen up. He's going to tell us some good stuff.
Lick my balls. More of college life. Then you get home to your room. Mine is called a suite, which is a pretty cruel manipulation of the English language. I get to spend time in the closet case in the boarding office apparently found compatible with me. He's like Chewbacca, considerably less attractive, estranged midget cousin. Didn't
Whoa!
We have, wasn't he living in Saxton?
Chewbacca? What, last year?
No, this year.
Chewbacca. Yeah, he was living in...
Amesbury's roommate.
He was living in here.
A Wookiee has better control of the English language. My roommate is another rant altogether. Most people get one of two kinds of roommates. One who sharpens knives while he's watching you sleep. Mine. Yours too, Brian, by the way. And one who asks you what it's like to go outside. Also mine. That sounds like Bob.
What? What about me?
Nothing.
What'd you say about me?
He wasn't listening. He thought you were making fun
My
of
My sweet mates next door live an intensely Rastafarian lifestyle. In an attempt to put Cheech and Chong to shame, their bong is a centerpiece of the room. As they clean with wadded textbook pages. That's nice. That's I wonder how it would, though. They spoke to Bob Marley at 5 a.m. on Wednesday nights, which is a little too hardcore, but you have to love their dedication to the sport. End your dorm day by hopping in the shower.
What are you talking about?
It's college life, dude.
It's as big as a Tupperware container.
What?
It has three temperatures. F***ing hot. Really f***ing hot. And nuclear. Whenever somebody flushes the toilet on the campus, the temperature goes to the skin removal levels, and I go blind for a few minutes. I swear it's connected to every toilet. My brother flushed a toilet at home last week, and I called him to tell him to be a little more considerate.
Yeah? Whoa, you hear
that?
Is that
the wind?
That is definitely the wind.
That's sick.
It's not the wind, it's Brian on the computer.
No, it's not.
You put wind effects into
No, it's not, dude. I guarantee you that is the wind.
The bathroom is as clean as any fast food restaurant.
No. It's pretty, you know what, it's pretty incredible, everybody. That is the wind. Brian was right. No,
thanks,
no joke.
Bob. I wasn't sure.
The bathroom is as clean as any fast food restaurant urinal. After the average student cleans the shiter with a bottle of vodka, it's as clean as any bus station.
Yeah, let's play some music, man.
I've given up on cleaning the bathroom, and I'm disinfecting myself. A quick spray down with Lysol Direct on my body is fresh repellent to several bacteria. Ready? Here it is.
The bottom line.
Yes, I do. The bottom line, damn it. Turn up the music and try to get high off the fumes coming from under the bathroom door. Because
out of your mind.
They never share.
Cool.
The best days of your life will be over soon. I really hope these aren't the best days of my life.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about...
I hope they get better this time.
Great and powerful Oz knows why you have come.
That's great.
Uh-oh. They're after Voss.
Oh, no. 5-0, 5-0.
They're going to get Voss. Sheely? Shishkin. Shish kebabber. That's where they're going at.
Isn't that a beautiful sight?
Definitely. Don't do drugs.
Words of the wise. All right, Brian, this is what I have for you to listen to.
Oh,
That was a bit of Aussie in your musical diet, don't you know? The hell are you doing over there?
Trying to get on the air. There I am.
What do you want?
What's up? Have I been on the air?
I've been told I have to sign pants.
I don't think we're on the air, Brian.
Yeah, you're on
the air.
Dummy.
I don't know. Oh yeah, that's right. The red light's on. Okay, we're on the air. Never mind. Here, you want to switch microphone headphones there with me there, Brian?
Well, you're the dumb one that took my the other one.
Well, I didn't know
you were going on the air.
I'm working with retards, ladies and gentlemen.
There.
Beat him! Yeah! Kick his ass!
Hey, man.
Smack him!
Hey, stop that. Hey, that hurts. Stop.
Beat him some more.
It's 2:36 p.m., everybody. Do you know where you're choking
on? A.m. I got 2:34.
Oh, that's right. It's a.m.
I'm the god of hellfire!
And I bring you fire! I forgot, man. See, I'm always in the afternoon, so I'm always assuming PM. It's AM. So everybody, it's Friday. Everybody goes home today.
Woohoo!
12 hours from now, everybody will be leaving campus, you know?
What the funk was that? No, seriously, what the heck was that?
The donkey.
I don't know.
I was doing a 12 donkey
hours,
to...
No 12 hours, everybody's going to be leaving this campus.
Cage.
Hey, is anybody listening out there? Give us a call if you're listening.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Hey, here's something that'll make you feel better. If you like the sort
Put
of
it
thing.
Down or I'll blow your heads off.
Kill you all. Get out of my 7-Eleven, damn you.
And I'm crazy. I'll smash your head in. I swear to God.
I swear.
One more. Turn it down a little bit.
What
would
Go.
You do with the brain if you had one?
Oh, you're nice. Listening to WRHO 89.7 FM in Oneonta.
You're in the mental ward. What are you doing here?
Thank you.
We got some yo-yos coming up, I guess.
What's up? What's going on, Enter Studio Boss. B?
And,
You've just committed a fatal error. There's nothing we can do for you.
I'm sorry.
You don't know my name.
Sorry, there's nothing we can do.
Hey.
You know what,
hey,
though?
Hey, you wanna get high, what? Man? This hot dude got wooden balls, man.
I got a joint here, man. I've been saving for a special occasion.
Just kidding.
Silence.
I don't do that kind of stuff.
Overcomes the station.
Hey!
Yeah.
Wait, we have to take a guided tour.
What's the guided tour?
Follow me through this hallway. We are now entering the Haybrick Wing, where the opium goes through its final processing prior to packaging and worldwide distribution. We manufacture enough heroin here to supply fully one-fourth
Dude, I didn't know we had this
addict.
Stuff in the station.
The tanks to your left store our biological chemicals for germ warfare.
Germ warfare?
Each with a capacity of 4,000 cubic liters. To my right is the atomic detonator with which Dr. Klein intends
Yo,
to
where's
threaten
the atomic
the
detonator?
World.
Let me see that shiz.
Yeehaw!
Are there any questions? No? Good. Follow
no
me.
Questions.
We remind you to stay near the white line and request you refrain from using flashbulbs.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Reagan. Reagan. How are you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right, this one's going for Bob. What the funk was that?
That was some ESPN update. The update is
on the
score.
Out to me, that's all. You know,
The home team is winning 2-0.
Playing now.
Hold on. Come on.
This morning, not a bird in the tree. Silence, unsuspicious, and nice.
We seem to be having transistor difficulties. Sorry.
Talking about my generation. time has passed for choices. Golden days are passing over, yeah. I can't seem to see you, baby. Although my eyes are open wide, but I know I'll see you once more. When I see you on the other side.
a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
That's right, folks.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance. John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. But you must realize there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay, aw, fuck it. Trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Thought you couldn't be this way.